Quiet Mind, Day 68, Mental Static. When thoughts run the show and you don't even know it. Most people believe they're thinking their thoughts, but here's the catch. For the vast majority, thoughts are more like background noise. You don't choose them, they just happen, like digestion or breathing. It's not I think, it's more like thinking is happening to me. The mind has hijacked the show, and the voice in your head has become the main character. Except it's not actually you, it's a loop of old recordings, past experiences, worries, judgments, and plans. Because thought is rooted in the past, you end up reliving the same ideas and emotional responses over and over. And the more identified you are with this voice, the less you realize you're trapped. This is the ego, a false self built out of thoughts that repeat like a stuck playlist. Some people, thankfully, get breaks from this mental treadmill. Moments of clarity, love, creativity. These are the glimpses of who you really are underneath all the noise. But many live entirely from this egoic identity, and it shows. Their gaze is distant, their presence faint, they're stuck in yesterday or tomorrow, and don't even notice the world happening in front of them. Alienation is the natural byproduct of this egoic trance. You feel disconnected from others, from life, from yourself. You're perpetually almost home, but never quite there. Some great writers, Kafka, Camus, Joyce, captured this sense of modern disconnection perfectly, not to offer solutions, but to hold up a mirror. Seeing the trap is the first step to escaping it. Thought isn't the ego's only domain. Emotion joins the party too. But here's the twist. Emotions, for the most part, aren't reactions to real events. They're responses to thoughts about events. The body, which operates on intelligent instinct, listens to your mind like it's MS Lamitoi. A fearful thought? Your body prepares for war. A jealous thought? Your muscles tighten. Your chest aches. The body doesn't know, it's just a thought. It thinks it's real danger. Sometimes our reactions come from raw instinct, fight or flight in a real emergency. But most of our daily emotional suffering is self-inflicted, courtesy of our own minds. That late night worry about something that hasn't happened yet? Your body doesn't wait for proof. It fires up like there's a tiger in your head, in your bed. And since there's no actual outlet, that energy loops back into your brain, spinning more fearful thoughts and tightening the anxiety knot. Even a simple idea like my, as in my job, my car, my vacation, can launch a cascade of emotional turmoil. If something happens to your stuff, suddenly it's a crisis, but someone else's? Meh. It's not that we're heartless, it's that we're deeply conditioned to react to our own mental projections more than actual reality. This is the game the ego plays. Confuse thoughts with truth, emotions with emergencies, and keep you running in circles. But once you spot the game, even briefly, you're no longer entirely in it. That's the power of awareness. It doesn't stop the thoughts or the emotions, but it stops you from being run by them.